Since there were so many of them, the Mela became possible Belina. So that's why in the Mishnah, what the lechem they used were possible, they called lechems. So the Mar Mishum Rabbi Yana Yomru Ksheris Hoyu. Mishum Rabbi Yana, they say no, that the two lechems they used in Erev Pesach were Ksheris. Hey, they weren't possible, had a psulina. They were like from yesterday's korban left overnight, that right now there's a chiyuv to burn it. No, they were kosher lechem of Toidam, and there's not a chiyuv sreif on them yet. Even if you tell me the lechems didn't have such a big psul, God or kalina, they didn't have a psul lina like was left overnight that Toin sreifah, Shein kvalis sreifah. Afilu hocham, me'achas shein lem takon alechum, since you're not allowed to eat this bread anymore, like they can't finish it up, and we'll soon see what the case is, v'chlau you can't eat it yet. Still, we're allowed to do this eitzah with them. Here, Rashi, Abizoi, V'yelo amai kor, is that the Mormon? V'yelo amai kor lupsulis. Why does the Mishnah say that these two lechems, these two bread they used, were psulim? Why does it say it's possible if a cat of Yane is saying they were ksheirus? The Torah says, Shalai nishchat aleim hazevach. We're talking about that this lechem, you didn't bring the zevach, you didn't bring the korban yet. Now Rashi's masbir, the loch is like this: when you have lachme toido metchila, you say harezu hegdish. These lechems that you're baking them for the purpose to be brought with the korban toido. Now, as soon as you say harezu hegdish, it's chala kedushas damim on that. There is the value of it belongs to hegdish right now. It doesn't get a kedushas aguf to say like it has the shem korban until you bring the korban and you shech the korban and you make the zrikas adam. When you do those two things on the korban itself, the animal itself, you shecht it, and then you make a zrikas adam, after you do those two, then the lechem, the bread, has the kedushas aguf on it. It's not much like a korban also, and when it gets the kedushas aguf, that's the lochem. That if a tomadika thing touches it, you have to burn it. Then if it has a psulina, if you leave it overnight, it becomes psulina, you have to burn it. But before you shecht the behemoth, before you shecht the animal, this lechem has no kedushas aguf. No matter how long you leave it, how many nights you leave it, it doesn't become sul, it's not toin sreifim. Because it doesn't have dushas aguf yet. You were just said to these lechems now, I'm making them for the purpose to use it with a korban toida. So it has a dushas damin. And if you want to, you can be paid to them. You can take money and say that the dusha on the lechem should go onto the money, and the money you give to Hegdish. As before you bring the korban, the lechem now just has a regular dushas aguf. Dushas damin. Just when you make the shechita, when you shech the animal, that's when the lechem gets the shech kedushas aguf. See what we're talking about right now? Shulei nishchat aleim hazevach. A person has these lachmei toida, he baked them in the chometz, and he metchila said, I'm going to use them for carbon toida, so they have a kedushas damim on them. And he never used it for the carbon yet. He never had a carbon yet. And it comes on Erev Pesach in the morning. The Erev Pesach in the morning right now, it's not toin sreifa. It's not possible yet. Really, if you would have a korban right now, you could shech the korban and bring it. So the lechem don't have a shame psulis. But lemaitz, the reason why it's called a psulis is because it can't be used right now. Since you didn't shech an animal on it beforehand, so it has a kedushas damim on it right now, and you can't shech today Erev Pesach, so therefore you can't do anything with these lechems, with these breads. Shadid alayim hazevach. Fredi gemara, v'nishchat, why don't you shech? Teretzir shavad hazevach. You lost the animal. Hezbetchila, you set aside an animal for these breads. You wanted to bring the toido, this animal for this breads, and you lost the animal. Shatigmar, good. V'naisi zevach achra. So what? Bring another korban. V'nishchat. And shech the korban, and you use these breads for the korban of toido. Teretz is, the yom azu toido v'zu lachma. He said to Farish, I want these breads to be for this animal. So the locher is, if you lose the animal, you can't use these breads anymore. You can't use it for another korban. Uke the rabba, like rabba. The Yomar rabba said, Ovad halechem, maybe lechem achem. If somebody has the animal here, even though he set aside bread, and you lose the bread, you're allowed to bake new bread and make new bread for this behemah. We'll soon see why. Mashenken, the other way, no. What about of the toido? Let's say, metchila, you had the animal set aside, and you had your lechem, you baked the bread, and you said you want this bread to be for this animal, and you lost the animal. Of the toido is the lechem, ein mevi toido cheres. You're not allowed to bring another animal for these breads. In other words, you can't use these breads anymore for a korban toido. My time, why is the reason? Ba'alechem galal toido. The ikra of a korban toido is the behemoth. You're bringing like the shlomim, that's the ikra of the behemoth. That's the ikra of the korban. No, because of the animal, there's halacha, you have to bring mem chalas also, 40 chalas. So the ikar is the animal. The lechem is like tofu to the animal. So kolzaman, the animal is here, even though you lost the first 40 breads, so what? You can bake another 40 breads and make them for this behemoth, since the behemoth is still here. Mashenkin, if you lost the animal, that was the ikar of this kedusha, so the bread was only kaddish for that animal. If you lost that animal, you can't give this lechem any more new kedusha. You can't use the lechem for another behemoth. That's what we're talking about now, that you are mekaddish this bread for a certain animal, and then you lost that animal. So since you can't bring the animal anymore, that you can't be makir of this lechem, can't get a kedusha saguf anymore. For the Gemara, good. So you have this lechem right now, it's like mashma, there's no eitzah. You can't use this lechem at all. That's why it's like psulis, it's not usable right now. Therefore we're saying, use them for this simin, put it on the eitzah bo, Erev Pesach, everybody should know, you take away one, it's also b'achila, take away two, it's also b'anor. Mashma, you can't do anything else with these lechem. For the Gemara, why not? But they're for kinu. Why can't you be paid to them? V'naf kinu l'chulin. But if a kino means be paid to them, there is taste this lechem, like we're saying now. Kol zaman you didn't shech the behemah, the lechem only has kedushas domin. That's all it is. Anytime you just said the value of this thing should become kaddish, it's hegdish. True, it's chal hegdish. But if you want to, you could be paid. You could take off the kedusha. You could take money and say harezu tachazeh. You want the kedusha of the lechem to go onto the money. So you take off the kedusha from the lechem onto the money. So the money now has kedushas domin. And the lechem becomes mutter. So why is a mashman? There's no way at all to use this bread. Why not? Be paid to the bread and meitzel lechulin. So the Gemara El says that can't be the case here. You can't say the reason why the Mishnah says this lechem is psulois, mashman is no way, you can't use it just because you lost the animal. If you lost the animal, it's not called a lost bread. The bread is made for this bread. Be paid to it. Go take money and say the kedusha should go off the bread onto the money, and the bread will become mutter lechila. So the Mishnah's mashna psulas, you can't do anything else with the bread. Ella, I'll tell you the terrors like this. Ella liyolam shenishchat aleim azevach. We're talking about in the case, no. They shechted the korban on the zevach. Aleim azevach. They shechted the korban already. They had the animal there. They made the korban toyder on it. And l'chura, they shechted it almanas for these lechems, for these 40 breads. Halacha is v'nishpach adam. Now, before they made this rikam, the dam spilled out. First they collected into the jar, into the kli, they collected the dam, they made the avoid the kabbalah, but before the kohen made his rika, spritched the dam onto the mizbeach, it got fell on the floor. It was nishmach, it spilled out. So the moral command, who are we going like? Karebi. We're going according to Rebbe Shita now. The Yama Rebbe said like this, Shnei Devorim Hamatirim. When you need two things to be matir, to make it mutter, is alocha malim zeh v'loy zeh. One helps without the other one. Like the Chura here, what's going to be matter this lechem teat, or really what makes the kedusha saguf, is the shechita of the behemoth and the zrikas adam. You need two things to give really kedusha saguf onto the lachmei toidim. You need the shechita and you need the zrika. You need both of them. The shaila, if you only have one without the other, does it do anything or not? So here we want to say yes. You made the shechita, but you didn't make the zrika yet because the dam got spilled out. Still you want to tell me now it's psulas means it got a kedusha saguf on this bread. That's why it can't be part of this bread anymore. Because once you shechted the animal, automatically it's chal kedusha saguf on the bread. Even though you did not bring the dam. So the chur that goes according to Rebbe. That Rebbe says, Shnei dvorim hamatirim. So a certain, like here, the lach metoidah. You need two things to be matir really bachila. You need the shechita and the zrikas of the dam. Still malin zevloi zeh. One helps without the other one. The Tanya, we're going to like this. Kifsei Atzeres. The Kifsei Atzeres, this was the korban they brought on Shavuos. On Shavuos, they used to bring two kvasim, and these two kvasim were mekadesh to shtei halechem. There's a special korban on Shavuos to bring like a mincha shtei halechem, two special breads they had. Now, what made kedusha saguf on the shtei halechem? The shnei kvasim. If you shechted the shnei kvasim, they give a kedusha saguf onto the shtei halechem. The Tanya, Kifsei Atzeres. Ein mekatshim es alechem ela b'shchita. It's only when you shech the kvosim, that's what gives the kedusha saguf onto the shtei alechem. Ketzad, how's the case? Shochton l'shmon. Let's say you shechted these two kvosim l'shmon. L'shem kisvi atzeres. It's shvuas now. I'm shechting l'shem the korban of shvuas. V'zorak donon l'shmon. and also you did the avoid the zrika, the Kohen took that dam and laid the zrika on the Mizbeach, is the halacha then Kiddush Halechem. That's when the Shtei Halechem now becomes Kaddish, it has the Kedushas Aguf on it. It can't be poidri anymore. Now if it stays overnight, it has the Psulino, it becomes Tomei, you have to burn it. What about Shacht and Shtei Lishmon? You shechted the Kvosim, but you didn't have the right Kavono. Shtei Lishmon means your Kohen didn't think about to do it, L'shem Shtei Kvosim. The Zorak Dom Shtei Lishmon. Who are din b'shaz rika yidin shloi l'shmon? It's not a good avoider. Is alocha loy kiddush alechem? The lechem is not kiddush, because since you don't have a shchit, you don't have a zrika, there's no kiddush on the lechem. What about shochta l'shmon? You made a shchit to b'shaz whoever you only the kohen b'shaz whoever shechted the korban, he had kavona to do it the shame kisviat service. He had kavona to do it for the korban of shuas. Of the zorak domon. Then the next kohen, after they made the kabbalah, they collected the dam. The shasta zrika did a shleil l'shmon. He didn't have kavona that the zrika should be done l'shem kisvi atzeres. So you don't have the zrika l'shem korban here. What's halacha? Lechem kodesh v'ena kodesh. Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita. The lechem does have a certain amount of kedusha on it. It got its kedusha zaguf because you made a shchit already. But it's ain't the kodesh v'ena doesn't have a heter achilu though. L'maisa tidit, you're not allowed to eat it avad until it had a zrika. Since here it doesn't have a zrika, you're not allowed to eat it. But our kopon and we say a kedusha zaguf is chal, because one without the other helps. A shchita without a zrika does help. So our case also, we're saying, goes according to Rebbe here, that we have this toida, this lachme toida. We're talking about now an area of Pesach, we shechted the animal, so the lechem got a kedusha zaguf, but we didn't make a zrika yet. So therefore, this lechem has a kedusha zaguf, so therefore you're not allowed to eat it, and that's why the Mishnah calls it psulas. But only goes according to Rebbe that says that one, a shchita, does something even though there's no zrika. Mashenkein, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Lezer Shimon says, Li'oilom eina kodesh alechem, ad sheyishchat lishmon, v'yizrak dom lishmon. So he says no, by the shtei kvosim, by shtei lechem on shvuis, even if you made a shchita, but as long as you don't have both, a shchita and a zrika, there's no kedush at all chal on the lechem. The shtei lechem has no kedush as aguf, you're allowed to be poiderit. So chur by us also, since we're saying that you didn't make a zrika sadam, so the chur this lechem now is vayta has no kedusha saguf. So it's still shver. Why does the Mishnah say it's psulas? You can't use it if it has no kedusha saguf. It's only kedusha domim. It's only the value of it is kaddish. So take money and say you want the kedusha from the lechem to go off the lechem onto the money, and then you should be allowed to use the lechem. According to Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon, it's still shver. And the Gemara no. Even if you want to say Rabbi Yannai that says Pshat now Mishnah that the Shtei Alechems are not really psulas yet, go according to Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. The Holchem of Mayaskinon, the Goyin Shenis Kabbal Adam Bekois. I tell you, here we're talking about that this Korban Atoida, you taka shechted the animal, you made a shchita, and then the Kohen went and collected the dam in the Kois. He made a good Kabbalah. He has the dam in the Kois. Now, once the dam gets into the Kois, right now it's Oymer to make a Zrika. Really, the next thing to do is take the dam halacha, carry it to the Mizbeach, and make a Zrika. That's called the Kois now is Oymer to make a Zrika. So even if you don't make a Zrika, it has a din as if you made a Zrika. But Nishbach, and after you collect it in the Kois, that's when the Kois spilled out. Still, that's considered like a Zrika. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Sovla Kavua. He holds like his father. The Yomer, his father said, Kol Oymer Lizrik. Anything that's right now oymid, it's about to happen. Right now, since the dam is ready in the kais and the kli, it's about right now to make a zrika. It's kazarik dummy. It's considered like a zrika took place. So a zrika took place, avada doesn't mean mamish ramas a zrika took place. Avada, you're not allowed to eat it. It's not considered like the two matirim took place, the zrika and the shrita. It's only called the zrika enough that a psulim can be chal. It's considered now that the kedush saguf chal on this bread. Therefore, this bread is not edible right now. That's why the Mishnah calls this bread psulis. The Maratona Mishum Reb Lezer, Omru Ksheiris Hoyu. No, I tell you, they used to use Mamish Ksheiris, Koshadika bread they used to use. Now, Kozaman Shemunachais, Kola Moichlin. Kozaman, the two breads were there for the simonium. They knew it wasn't the fifth hour yet. You're allowed to eat the chametz. Nitla Achas Mehen, as soon as they took away one bread, Tolin. Everybody knows now it's the fifth hour of the day. You're not allowed to eat the chametz, but it's still Mutta Bahanor. They're not allowed to eat, but you don't have to burn. It's not also about no yet. It came the time that we saw they took away the two breads. That's the beginning of the sixth hour. Heschilu kulan sorfen. Everybody used to go and burn it. Ratanya Abishol learned the mice was like this. Shtei porus hoyu. It wasn't a case of lechem. They used to have two animals, two oxes, two porus for you. Chor shoyis bahar ha-mishkon, that were plowing by the har ha-mishkon. So Rashi, hu har ha-zeisim. On top of the har ha-zeisim, that was a high simin. They used to have two oxes, b'davka, plowing on Erev Pesach. Everybody used to look up there. Kolzaman, they saw the two animals there still plowing. Everybody knew it's not the fifth hour yet. You're still allowed to eat your chametz. Nitelas achas mehen. They took away, they saw one part was taken away. They knew that was the fifth hour. It's toilin. What's the din? You're not allowed to eat the chametz anymore. But what then? You don't have to burn it. It's not also banor. Nitlushtayim, and when they looked up and they saw that both poros, both oxes were taken away already, hischilu kolam sorfen. Everybody knew that was the simin, that it's not, that it's the sixth hour already, that's also banu, therefore everybody used to start to burn it. See how this was the maisa. Now the last mandiyom here said that what it was ksheris, like not like the two mandiyom before. Before Pasha, the Mishnah says psulis. So either we learn this mamish posla the psulin is turning sreifa, or else it's not posla, it's not turning sreifa yet. But you're not allowed to eat it. The last man the Yomah says no, it's still a ksheris. The churat shver, the Mishnah says psulis. Or like Latoys bottom, could be he wasn't geras psulis in the Mishnah, he was geras ksheris. But I call upon him the bottom toys, he has to cash him. Beim toimer, meyacha the ksheris saw you, amai mashreinoi siyat chas iser. If the akoshra lechem, what are they but after like beelva batashris? Why did they wait with it till the last hour? Let them eat it better. Like, why did they make a simple punk with bread that you're going to ask for it, you can't eat it anymore? V'yeshleim adayinu t'yom aliyil, truma kol chomesh. We're talking about, we go according to the Gamliel here, that the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat truma. Now, these lachme toida, even if they were ksheris, and you're allowed to eat them, the locher is to have a din like truma. V'yendoitlen ha'achroino b'sayf chomesh. Now they took away the second bread, not at mamish, the end of the fifth hour, that you can't eat it anymore, but they took it away near the end of the fifth hour. Hey, so going now is truma. Truma, the fifth hour you're allowed to eat. So the one at the beginning of the fifth hour, it's very good. They took away that one, so they were allowed to eat it. The question is, though, the second one, the chur, they only took away at the beginning of the sixth hour. So it's also teeter. You're like ruining truma lachmi toida. The Teretz says, no. They took it off at the end of the fifth hour, when there was still a minute or two left that they could eat the lechem up. So therefore, it wasn't the shayla of being over the issa and not eating the lachmi toida that's mutatit. Right. There's a new sugi here now, a famous sugi, Achnina Askana Kahanim, a sugi about tumah here. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim. Rabbi Chanina is Baruch, they always say Baruch Hashem for Daf Yomi. Usually most people learn Pesachim, always skip this Gemara. They skip from here till the end of the Perek. It's like a different Indian of a Tyrus. But Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem was everything. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim Oymer. Miyemeyem Shok Kahanim. From the free, from the early times, when the Kahanim was still in the base of Migdash, Le Nimnu, they didn't stop, Milisroi Fes HaBosor, to burn. Bosor means meat of Kochim. Shenitma b'vlad hatuma, that has a tumas of vlad hatuma. It's not really tume a rishon tuma. It's only a vlad like a sheni l'tuma. They didn't stop burning meat that has a sheni l'tuma on it. Im habosor with another piece of meat, shenitma b'avatuma. Even though the second piece of meat became tume from an avatuma, if an avatuma touched that piece of meat, that's a rishon l'tuma. So since that's a rishon l'tuma, that's the second piece of meat. The first piece of meat is a sheni l'tuma. So afal pisha masifin tuma al tumosoi. Even though by burning them together, one is touching the other, so the rishin is touching the sheni, and the rishin is making the sheni more tuma than it was before. Even though now it's masifin tuma al tumosoi. Even though you be masif tuma on tuma, so really that should be an inyan not to burn them together. But the halacha is, Bosa Kochim, there's an Indian Shemira to watch it, it shouldn't become Tomei. You're not allowed to be Metama Bosa Kochim. So even though it has a little Tuma, you're not allowed to make it more Tomei either. Here though we're saying a Svarah by Stoys. Since the din is you're burning both of them anyway, so B'shash you're burning it, there's no mitzvah Shemira. Here you don't have to watch out. Even though one is more Tomei than the other one, and when you put them together, throw them both in the fire together, the one that's more Tomei is making the other one also more Tomei. So that should be like an avera to do. You're making the less tamei more tamei, and it's Indian basa kachim to watch it, not to make it more tamei. But here we're saying, since b'sas reifa, all you're doing is burning it anyway. B'sas burning it, there's no issa. That's what the Chinas Kana Kanim said over. Let's see Rashi. Mimeyem Shokhanim. Joshi Hocha Noket Lo. What is this Mishnah Bechlal doing here in Masechet Pesachim? Or Befrat here in the end of the first parak? Mishum Seifa. So again, because the end of the Mishnah Diktoni, Midirein Lo Madlish Asar from Truma. The end of our Mishnah talks about you see you're allowed to burn Truma, and that's what we're talking about before, that Rabbi Gamliel said in the last Mishnah, that Truma on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat the fifth hour. So since the end of this Mishnah talks about burning Truma, that's why it's brought down here after the last Mishnah, about how long you're allowed to eat Truma on Erev Pesach. That I call upon Rabbi Chanina Skana Kanan said over that the Kanan did not stop from burning these two meats together. Melissa Vesabosa Shenitno Vavlara Tumma. That means Shenoga Bosa Kodesh. You have, let's say, meat of Shlomim, of a Korban. Zeberishan Litumma. That this piece of meat touched the Rishan Litumma. The Hevele Iyu Shani. The Lachar is by Kochim. That a Rishan makes a Shani. Something, Mashal Rishan Litumma means, let's say, a Sheretz. A Sheretz is an Avatumma. When a sheretz touches a piece of meat, it makes it a rishon l'tumah. So this piece of meat now is a rishon l'tumah. It's one removed from the avatumah, from the sheretz. Now this piece of meat touches another piece of meat, it makes the second piece of meat a sheni. So talking about now, you have the second piece of meat here that only has a sheni l'tumah on it. It's second removed from the avatumah. Now v'leninu, they did not hold themselves back milasarfa from burning it im chamim imenu with another piece of meat that's kachim, even though that piece of meat is more chamer, has more tumor on it, mimi shenaga biyavatumah, from a second piece of meat that piece of meat touched the sheretz itself, shenaga biyavatumah, even though that becomes a rishon tumah. So hoyil v'yav zehakal l'sreif oimid, since even this first piece of meat that's only a sheni, what are we doing with it now? We're holding by burning it right now. Is lechoshu, they weren't afraid in mitamim oisoy yosim imashoyin. We don't care now b'shasri burning it if it gets more tumor than it had before. So what? Since right now you're not going to hold on to it anyway, we're holding by burning it, so it doesn't make a difference if you metamor it more. If you're not burning it, then you're not allowed to be metamor one more than the other. But b'shasri for there's no aveira. Shrashi is, or the Gemara part of the Gemara yes the Kasha, my Taisus Tomika, she asks herself, what kind of stuff a tumor is there here? Haloi Gambri Shaina, Bivlat Tumma Noga, the Yashav Chayzev Noga Bavlat Tumma. Amonashach, the first piece of meat is a Shain Lutumma. How did it become a Shain Lutumma? Because it touched the Rishon Lutumma. We're talking about Shashi burning, we burning with, was the Rishon Lutumma. Come with, get it for second also. Second, so why did we always stop from rolling? You know, a piece of meat that has Shain Lutumma, meat, it's a Rishon Lutumma. To do, it's to make this piece of meat a Shain Lutumma. It's a Shaini right now. So it's not being most of anything. But that's the Gemara's going to ask this question. Like, no, forget about it. Tomorrow will give a terrace talking about mashka with water, then it makes it more tumma. But that's the chiddush. Even though the one piece is being metama, the second one more, still it's mutter. So the Mishnah writes, Hoytof Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva said even if you chiddush, he gave it to this. Yomar, miyamim shokhanim, the time to do that, and Yimu didn't stop, milahadlik es ha-shemin, shenifso b'tfu yoyim, if you have shemin, shel truma, if you have truma dik ha-shemin, that a tfu yoyim touched. Now the Rashi says, shenifso b'tfu yoyim, a tful yoyim means like somebody that touched the sheretz. He was tummy the man, and he went to the mikveh. Now after he went to the mikveh, he still has to wait till it comes fetz chavim, till heres shemesh, till it becomes torah. That's called a tful yoyim. He already went to the mikveh, and he has to wait till night time. That he has certain dinim tumah. His din is he can make a shlishi l'shruma. The Rashi vush shlishi that makes now the shem and the soil a shlishi l'tumah. The tful yoyim poisles a truma min atoru. Midirais, if a tful yoyim touches truma, he doesn't make it a rishon, he doesn't make it a sheni, he only makes it a shlishi. A shlishi means in itself is posel, but it can't do anything further. If this shaman touches something else now, it doesn't make it revi. Posel means that's its last stage, it doesn't go further than that. So midirais, now this tful yoyim touched the shaman is a shlishi l'tuma, it's posel for truma. Yeah. We have dashim psukim, Rashi says, the mechokodesh l'siga, yeah. Right. So what was the case there? They didn't stop from burning this shemen that got a din shlishi from its full yoyim, the ner, with another ner, shenitma betomemes. That then ner now was a rishon l'tuma, because that ner was touched by a tomemes. A tomemes means if a person touches a mace, the lacha by a mace is avi avos atuma. That's a bigger dargum. If you touch a mace, you become an avatuma. So a person that touched the mace is an avatuma. If he touches now this nair, he makes it into a rishon l'tuma. So this nair now has a rishon l'tuma. Here it's a chiddush. Afal pisha mesifin tuma al tumasay. Even though when this shemen now, which is a rishon l'tuma, touches this shemen, which is only a shlishi l'tuma, it's being meisif tuma. It's making it more. Now that the rishon touches it, it becomes a sheni. Before it was only a shlishi. Now it becomes a sheni. Still a smuta for the same svara. Since you hold it now by burning it, b'shasha burning it, there's no isurim. Right. Omer Rabbi Meir, Rameya said back, midivrayim, from what you are both saying, both from Rabbi Kiva and from Mechninas Kana Kahanim, is lamagna we learn, shesorfim truma tohoiro imat meya bepesach. I'll tell you the same thing, it comes Erev Pesach, you have truma, that's chometz, talachar is, you have to burn it before Pesach. So if you have truma tohoiro, and you have truma tumeya, you're allowed to burn the two of them together. Even though on truma tohoiro, there's a mitzvah shemartem watching, that it shouldn't become tamei, and if you're burning them together, the tamei dika truma is going to make the Torah dika truma tamei, so what? You're telling me now with svaram that b'shas joyce you can try for burning it, there's no wisdom in mice of tumma. So I learned now from you too, Rabbi Chanina and from Akiva, that you're allowed to do an Erev Pesach, burn them together. Sidrashim Dereim Lamadlu, Shasarfer truma tohoiro matumeya, the Pesach, im zman abir, when it comes to zman to burn it. Tohoyo v'holeches dibud, since you're burning it anyway, afa tohoiro. Even the Torah allowed to burn together. The Asura Mediraisa, Loichashin Lishmirosai. We're not choshed now that you have to watch it that it shouldn't become Tommy. The Afagav Shemuzhoro Nan Lishayim Revatairo, the Chsev Es Mishmeres Trumasi. Even though there's a mitzvah to watch Truma, not to make it Tommy, but you're telling me, Bishas Jersey, can swear, but there's no Indian. So what then you're allowed to burn this also? Omer Rab Yaisi, Rab Yaisi gets it back, no. Eina hi Hamida. You can't learn out one from the other. The drashi ain't mi amida iyati yochel lilmai dezume devrayim. The Gemara before Shemai ain't hi amida. The Gemara will explain why not. So Rabbi Yosi says no. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Kiva are only matir by a mixas tumah to mixas tumah to be meisif in tumah. Mashenkin here when the truma is tohira on a Torah dika truma, you're not allowed to burn it with the Torah dika truma. As loyvite you can't be mekel. So tomorrow moedim Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua both moedah shesar from zuli yatsma zuli yatsma. He's supposed to burn each one separately. Rashi Moedim Reb Lezer that Reb Yosi Kamal, Reb Yosi is saying this. The Afagav, the Yiflug Reb Lezer and Yeshua, Bisrefer Truma, that when you're supposed to burn it, of a Baha Moedim, Shesarfen Zuliasma Zuliasma, you have to burn each one separately. The Truma Tahira and the Truma Tumei, you have to burn each one separately. Hey, so Moedim Reb Lezer and Yeshua, Shesarfen Zuliasma Zuliasma. Aman Nechluko, where is the Machlaikis? Ala Tluya Viala Tumeya. But it's only a Machlaikis if you have Truma Tluya. Tluya means you have a suffix if it's tummy or not. That's called tluya. We have a suffix what the truma is. That's the machlokes if you can burn it together with the vaday tomadika. No, even though one truma is a suffix tuma, but since maybe it's still tor, you're not allowed to burn it with truma tumeya. There's still an issa to burn it together. You have to burn each one separately, not to be matam of the truma. No, since even the truma is only a suffix, it's not vade tor, you have a suffix in the Torah or not, therefore here you're allowed to burn it together. So on this, the both moida. This is the machlokes. Vashenkin, when you have truma tohira, pshita is an aveira, you're not allowed to burn it together with truma tumeya. You have to burn each one separately. All right, which time tomorrow we'll see more in the Gemara. Stop here.